Okay.
All right, episode four. I'm just going to start with the intro so we're not 5 minutes in and saying welcome back to the podcast.
Yes.
Episode four should be episode four.
Season one, episode four.
Sorry for no Layton and no Ryan, the sound guy, last episode. Guys, they were severely sick going through it.
Yeah, that was horrible.
You said you were 103 all week?
I came down to the flu, yeah. I was 103 all week, and my max was 105.5. That's
did
when
you see,
I
like,
called Jesus? It and went to the doctor, yeah.
Did you see, like, Jesus? Did he visit you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know
how close to death you were.
My dad came home a couple times, though. It's the closest there is.
Okay. Okay, so I want to start off. So the guy that I talked about in the first episode, the Forrest Chase guy, the guy with the, you know, sawed-off shotgun. I'm going to make sure I'm not too close to the mic yelling at the viewers. I'm sorry, guys.
For our diehard listeners.
For our diehard listeners, I don't want to yell at you guys. I'm still getting... Do you hear... Okay. Do you hear that in the background? Like, nothing? But it also kind of sounds like...
Do I hear nothing in the background?
Okay. There's, like, a kind of, like, soft pitch. Do you hear that?
Okay. No.
Okay. That's just me. I'm just going crazy. It's fine. Okay, so the guy that I talked about that chased me in the forest, or presumably chased me in the forest with the sawed-off shotgun, I was talking to somebody. I set up a meeting with him and, like, talking to him about, like, marketing and whatever. And then he told me he listened to the first episode because he hadn't listened to it yet, and he told me, he said he knew the guy. Let me actually pull up the text because he said some name, and I do not
remember.
How does
that come up, though? Like, how does he know that he knew him?
I think I just gave such a vivid description that he just knew him from that. I actually
walking around with a shotgun.
Yeah, apparently he's just known. Okay, so first of all, he said that I'm objectively funny. So there's that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, can we give it a clap? Can you hit yellow real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tap yellow. There you go. Okay, guys, settle down. Okay, so he said, by the way, I think I know the guy in your story. I think his name is Benny, and he wears a trench coat and a mask around our neighborhood all the time. I took him to a summer camp before, and he was listening to Satanic Worship, and I threw away his CDs without him knowing. So, and then there's a lull at the end. So, yeah.
What?
So apparently, maybe with the sawed-off shotgun, he is also a Satanic worshiper.
Oh.
So that's
and he walks around with a trench coat?
Yeah. So that's a cool little add-on. What if it's just like he's in the TV show? Like a very popular TV show we're just not aware of. He's the main character.
Like the Truman Show?
Yeah.
But wasn't everybody in the Truman Show aware?
Well, no.
Yeah, that's true. He was not a Satanist. He was a really nice guy.
But apparently Benny is. So we'll refer to Benny. So every time we say Benny from now on, guys, we are referring to first episode, Die Hard fans. If you listen, you know what I'm talking about.
And we're name-dropping a satanic.
Okay, well, that's true. We'll say our prayers after the podcast.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know how closely aligned he is with the devil. I mean, he threw his CDs away, so apparently he hasn't made contact probably in a couple of years.
that's such a nice name for someone so satanic. Benny?
Hey, Benny.
Yeah.
Benny, let's put down the fire. Okay, how we doing? So that was interesting. I'm glad that I made that connection. I thought it was really funny that somebody else knew him. He didn't say he had a sawed-off shotgun, so again, maybe I'm just going crazy.
Well, I doubt Benny would have brought it to a camp.
A camp, yeah. He brought his CDs instead.
Yeah, but he does bring it on trails with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to, again, sorry guys for our two personalities missing out last episode. I think Jordy did a very good job.
I haven't listened to it yet.
You should have listened to it. I think he did a very, very good job. He was chewing gum the whole time, so I re-listened to it, and I don't know if other people can hear him chewing gum, but it's like ASMR.
Could you hear that? Because that'd be... I don't know if I'd want to hear that in the...
Just the entire time, lips smacking. I don't think you could, but if you can, contact me directly, viewers, you know, all those viewers out there.
He sounded a lot different than what...
Yeah, it's been a couple years. That's why, okay.
I hadn't talked in like 4 years.
The reason I wanted Jordy to come on is because Jordy and Layton used to be like best buds in middle school, so.
We were linked best buds.
Okay,
we were both best buds with one guy, so it was like a love triangle.
Can you talk about the, what's that gamer's name? The video game guy that you guys played with?
Brotown LeMay? Jordy's name?
No.
The guy that Jordy played with?
Yeah.
Creature.
Okay. Let's talk about this. You told me this about this before. I think it's an interesting...
Yeah, so me and Jordy used to play video games with people. I was never one-on-one best friends with Jordy.
Mm-hmm.
But he always played with this guy from, like, I don't know, he was from, like, Australia or something, and his name was Creature, but this guy was... Yeah, he was
exotic.
Foreign. And he was clearly much older than us, because Jordy's always had a deep voice, so I'm assuming that that's how they became friends. So Jordy, like, a middle school, when we were, like... How old are you in middle school? Seventh grade. All right, how old
like
are you?
13, 12.
So a 13-year-old was probably playing with like a 20-year-old guy for like 4 years of his life, and he hated me. He hated me. He'd stop playing the video games if I joined because of how I had a particularly squeaky voice
you
at
were
the
a
time.
Squeaker. It's okay.
I was, yeah. He said I was too much of a squeaker, and I sucked at Fortnite. Never play with me.
I just want to say, Creature, if you're out there, how's your mom's basement? How does it look?
Yeah, how is that?
Because if you were in the industry of playing with 13, 12-year-olds, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And getting mad at them, like, you're playing with them.
We are heavy name-dropping some people.
Creatures, it starts with a K, dude. We know, buddy.
Creature, we're friends with Jordy.
Okay, first of all, Benny... probably can't listen to this somehow. So he only listens to Sig.
Yeah, yeah. He's still listening to CDs for some reason.
Yeah. Does he also have the CD player on him, or he just like holds the CD to his ear and like hears it, listens to it?
Yeah. Wait.
That's not how they work.
I'm just making sure because that's how records work.
What?
Like you could play a record without a speaker, and you could still hear the music really faint.
What do you mean play a record?
If you have a record and you don't hook it up to anything, like no speakers or anything, and you put the pin on the record, you can still hear the music.
Yeah. No, that's not how CDs work, I don't think. I don't know how CDs work, but I don't think that's how they work.
Well, is that how they work on like a smaller scale?
Maybe. Is it just it doesn't make sense to me how it's just like lines.
It's just like a little like pin that like vibrates on top of the...
And then they produce a certain sound. Uh-huh. It's so odd to me. There's so many things. You ever think about, like, mirrors? How do mirrors work?
You stand in front of them, okay. And they show you with the pretty simple...
No, but, like, I don't know. Like, you hold, like, text up to a mirror, and it, like, flips it, and it's just very confusing to my mind.
Yeah, because it shows you what...
Okay. You don't have to talk down to me. I don't enjoy when people do that.
Huh? Kind of makes me want to do it more.
I don't... Okay. You got a kink? It's okay, dude. We all have our special...
Yeah, it's okay, bud.
...special things. Okay, let me pull out this story. Have I ever told you about my first day of high school?
No.
Okay. So, first day of high school, there's two for us. First day of high school, like, actual in the sense of, like, it was August and we had like Google Meets.
Ryan, why are you dancing?
He's just blasting out to something. He is making beats right now.
Is that tough?
Dude, some of his beats are actually really good.
That one that that you guys made.
I know.
That was good.
It was very good. I think he should be a producer. Along with being our sound guy, he is also a producer of music. Anyway, so the first day.
Wait, what do you go by? Adam says two.
Well, no. I'm saying, like, one was, like, Zoom meeting freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I forgot
so
about
that. So, first one was Zoom meeting. I went out and got donuts at Rise and Roll before. Great start to the morning.
Uh-huh.
I tried to log into my Chromebook because I hadn't, like, logged into it or whatever, and I couldn't figure it out. Like, I was putting my email or my, like, name and then all the numbers you have after that, and I couldn't figure it out anyway, so I was late. I didn't go to my first hour. Because I'm a rebel. I just started out.
You skipped your first hour in your first day of school?
Unintentionally, but yeah. Because there were like 20-minute Google Meets, and it took me about 20 minutes to figure out how to log into my Chromebook.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it wasn't
it wasn't like purposeful. Okay. Dude, back then, I was a nerd, so I wouldn't have done that. I was
back then?
Okay. I'm not a nerd anymore. At least like not as hard as
you're just like, you can tell you were. Because like you're the only one who knows how to do... computer stuff around here.
Anyways, and then first day of physical school, this is how it goes. Okay, so still freshman, even skinnier than I am now, shorter, not as like talkative or extroverted. And I'm taking the bus, obviously, as a freshman does. And I'm waiting for the bus to come. And it you know, bus comes, hop on. You know, bus driver says hello. I don't remember if I said hello back. I was, you know, just terrified.
Yeah, minor. Yeah.
And she just keeps going to these stops, like stopping, fully stopping the bus, opening the door. Nobody comes on. 5 times. And I'm like, you can see that somebody's not outside.
You know the door automatically opens.
When you stop?
Yeah.
What?
The door automatically opens when you stop.
I did not know that. Are you a bus driver?
I know, but one of my family friends is.
I did not know the bus. Okay, anyways. What other door? She just kept stopping. Like, she could have been like, oh, nobody's there, and kept going. Maybe she's like legally required to. Anyways, so I think when I hopped on the bus, she asked me like Adams or Riley, right? I didn't answer her question. Like, because this bus apparently goes to Adams and Riley. So we picked nobody else up. So not only was I terrified.
You were the only person on the bus?
I was the only person on this bus. And then I have been to Adams. My uncle used to be the football coach, and he was involved in the basketball. So I used to go as a kid to like some of the practices and like whatever. I thought Adams was like humongous in everything. So anyway, so she drops me off, and I get out, and I'm like, huh, this doesn't look like Adams. Like, this isn't how I remember it. Turns out I'm at Riley. Turns out I'm standing in front of Riley looking around me. I'm like, this is the backside of the building or something, because I have no idea what it is. And then I look and I'm like, oh, it says Riley High School.
Right on the front, yeah.
Yeah. Took me a while to notice that for some reason. So I'm shitting my pants. What, like, I'm at the wrong high school? Not like some people are like, I don't know where my class is. I was at the wrong building.
Wait, did you get inside the building before?
I was thinking about going inside. No. I was outside, and I was like, this looks weird. So then I call up my dad. I'm like, you're not going to believe where I'm at right now. And like, I'm at Riley. I'm at the wrong high school. And he, you know, in disbelief is like, what? And I was like, yeah, I know. Crazy times. And comes and picks me up. And then Skip my first hour again. Unintentionally again. And then I got to school, and I immediately like texted this girl that I liked, and was like, you won't imagine what happened to me. 'Cause you know, it was just this conversation starter. And yeah, it's a funny little for like some people.
Can we get a long story short on that?
The girl.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Ah, damn.
What do you mean long? You know, I don't currently have a girlfriend. What would be?
Well, that was freshman year. That was 4 years ago. You could have dated her.
That's true. No, didn't work out. Huh? No, I said I don't. Ryan, the sound guy, is very confused right now.
Ryan, you have a mic.
Yeah, you have a mic. We gave Ryan a mic, dude. Over there. Like, if I can bring it. You can't.
Yeah, now lean over. Now lean over.
Talk. You can hear Ryan's voice, guys, loud and clear.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, that's all you got to do.
That's Ryan for everybody wondering.
Ryan's first words on the podcast.
Hello.
That because that's can... pretty normal.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's where I ended up my first day. And I was like, you know, some people throughout the years, like I've seen freshmen first day coming back sophomore year, whatever. And they're, you know, they're scared running through the hallways, sprinting.
There's so many kids, like seniors at my school that like run through the hallways.
Really?
Like, do you have those people that like run through the hallways with their Chromebooks open?
We have two that I'm aware of, but they don't run. They just have their Chromebooks open, and they're always smiling, which is, it's like maybe they're always happy, but like, I don't know, it's also a balancing act.
Those people are always happy.
They're always just,
I don't know how to say those people, but
mm-hmm.
There's a Almost Friday picture of one of the ones at our school who's at a urinal with his Chromebook open. Think about that. That's
commitment.
Yeah.
He wants to digest the content.
And it was honestly probably like cool.
That's like
games,
our viewers, like when you release a podcast, they're listening to it any means possible.
I know.
Sorry, you know, we get you guys. You're committed. But yeah, no, it was bad. So I missed, my first hour was Eve Woodward art, 2D art, intro to 2D art. And then my second hour.
That's not that bad to miss, though. Art class? Yeah.
Second hour was Mr. Carpenter.
You have a Mr. Carpenter?
What?
You have a Mr. Carpenter?
You have a Mr. Carpenter?
I do have a Mr. Carpenter.
Dude, Mr. Carpenter, I had him once. I had him for just regular English, honors English. There's honors and then honors advanced. And I was just in honors because I didn't think I was, like, that smart. Mr. Carpenter is still the only teacher that has told me that I can cheat on a test. He literally, like, this is the only quote I remember. He said, "You guys can cheat, just, like, don't make it obvious." He was basically telling
that's a good teacher
to get good at cheating.
Well, yeah, I mean, because all the teachers are kind of, like, avoiding technology for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, e-learning, I thought was pretty dumb, because they can't, like, okay, here's every single person here, here's a computer.
Mm.
We're going to send you home with no supervision whatsoever.
Just
don't cheat, though, guys. That wouldn't be cool if you guys cheated on these computers we're giving you.
That wouldn't be cool, guys, okay? You guys got to be cool.
Here's no supervision in a computer and a test that's not...
Yeah.
But don't cheat.
Don't cheat. But that was my first day. It was a really interesting first day. Every day got better from there, thankfully.
It's good.
I don't remember much of my freshman year. I just remember I'd get to school early, and I'd sit with a math. You ever have a math that you really liked because you thought you looked good in it? Or like you thought half your face looked good?
Mm-mm. No. Okay, I don't know, like, if I can show you this, but...
Like mask fishing?
No, but there was quite a few mask fishers at my school. I had a crush on a girl,
mm-hmm.
like the entirety of freshman year.
Yep. In sophomore.
No, nope. Did not have a crush on her sophomore year.
I remember this one girl, too. I was like, oh my gosh, she might be the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
She might be the one.
She might. I don't think she was the one, but I thought she was the prettiest girl ever. Not anymore. And then, well, first of all, I know her now, and I'm like, yeah, no, that wouldn't have worked out. But then she took off the mask. I was like, oh, what's up, Batman? How we doing?
Okay. No name drops here.
So
I don't know if I can show you this. I got to take the headphones off for a second. Can you see this?
I have a scar. Feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Let me put the headphones back on. There is a scar on my ear from
masks,
and it's never gone away. And every time I put on a mask, it sits perfectly in the scar.
Mm. No, I had just a couple that I would run through because I was like, man, I look hot. It was just my forehead that looked hot because you couldn't see half my face. But I'd have a couple that I would run through and be like, man, I look really good. No girls talked to me, so apparently I didn't look that great.
Mask time was bad. That I grew my hair out.
I remember the first day that we didn't have masks, and I was so excited.
Okay, so here, I'm going to
pulling up a picture?
Yeah, I'm pulling up a picture. Because I had really, really long hair at that
time.
Okay,
guys, so we might post this on social media so you guys can get the viewers.
No, this is not leaving my phone. No way. Okay, I had hair, like, it was down to, like, here. It was down to, like, below my shoulders. I had long hair.
Oh, my gosh. And that, with your massive frame, would be weird.
What do you mean my... Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That with my shredded
with your
body.
Like, incredible traps.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That man, that would have been weird.
It would have been really odd. I'm excited to see this.
Probably was weird, honestly. No way, I'm only at junior year. Oh, my gosh.
He has so many photos, guys. He's the most popular person you've ever met. We can just splurge in a little bit of basketball.
Okay. This isn't a mask picture, but there was halfway. That was halfway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was long.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Here's the side.
Wow. You don't even look the same. Like, I can't tell that was you. From that picture.
What
was the determinant of cutting the hair?
I don't know. I just had, like, some realization. And, like, I was like, I really, really wanted the man bun look. I had it for a while, but it just didn't
Let
really...
Let me pull up long hair me. Because I've had some... Me and Jordy talked about it. I've had some wild hair places, things. There was... Okay, dude, people just don't tell me. Like, some people are like, every once in a while, like, when I get a haircut, they're like, oh, you shouldn't have cut it. I'm like, well, then tell me.
Like, well, how do they know that you shouldn't have cut it?
No, but you could just tell me that you enjoyed my hair. Oh. He's a little cutie patootie. Why do they go to different schools, him and his sister?
Him and... Because Cassidy...
we'll take that out.
Reese's sister didn't... she didn't like Riley and all her friends. Well, basically, they both had a choice. Their parents said they'd go wherever they went.
See how long my hair is? And, at least can you see the back?
And all, is that a baby filter?
Yeah. I didn't have my camera, okay? They just put on whatever filter, but yeah.
All Reese's friends went to Riley and all like Cassidy's friends went to Adam, so they just followed. Not that they just followed, but they did.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. That's so interesting, dude. Like, me and,
Here, there's what I rocked for a while.
Wow, that is...
A ponytail in the back.
That's crazy. Ryan, the sound guy, you ever have a long hair? Get the mic. Make sure everybody hears. You got a story. Do you ever have a long hair experience? You always have a buzz.
No.
Okay. He knows two words, guys. He's nonverbal outside.
Hello
and no. So, Ryan doesn't have a long hair experience. Yeah, hair is a very...
I don't know. I wish I had different hair.
Not right now? Color. You wish you had different hair right now?
I don't know. I would like the short hair, but I want to get another cut. Just cause
I think that's a good look. That's a good
thank you
length right there.
That's what Jordy said, too.
I've also never seen you without that length, though. We've only been friends for, like...
A couple months.
Yeah.
What was that at the beginning of the year of Startup Moxie? What did we do?
We knew each other, but, like, that was, like, you two were the only people that I really met. And Nick. I already knew Nick, though, from tennis. Nick DiCola. Mm-hmm. But you guys were my friends.
Love
but, like,
name drop.
Huh?
Full name drop, by the way.
Nick DiCola goes to Marion High School.
N-I-C-K-D-E, capital C-O-L-A.
Goes to Marion High School.
Senior at Marion High School, plays tennis.
Yes, plays tennis.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so you two were the people that I knew, but, like, it was... In the time that, like, we would always, like, have partners every day, and they'd always say, get into a group of two, and mm-hmm. you two would partner up, and, like, I'd be that, mm-hmm. I'd be that guy. Does anybody not have a partner?
You just had to slowly raise your hand.
I don't have a partner, miss. They're like, okay, you can go with that kid in the back, and it's like some,
yeah.
Or you get stuck with the teacher. Oh, you get to be with the teacher. But then, like, 2 or 3 months ago,
yeah,
we got closer.
Yeah, me and Ryan just knew each other because of Adams.
And we've gotten closer because of Moxie.
It's a beautiful friendship.
Oh,
beautiful
this is nice, guys.
I'm glad we... I think it's interesting because I used to be, like, best friends with your current best friend, Reese.
Yes. No, he's not... Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
One of your best.
One of my best.
Not by that rule of you can only have one best friend.
Okay, let's talk about this. There is only one best friend.
No.
It's a best. It's saying best.
Okay,
like the
we're not
best,
going by
as
you're
in
not
one.
A linguist, bro.
I would say Reese is one of my best friends, but Reese is not my best friend.
But Troy is your best friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Troy is my best friend. Reese is like tier two.
I don't know. I don't.
Reese
wanna,
is as close as he can get to my best friend without being the guy.
I don't want to live by that because I think I used to, but then I just like grew up.
But I'm not Reese's best friend either.
Who is?
Isaiah. Oh. Isaiah Rivas.
Another full name. Oh,
but like we're it. Isaiah Rivas, Riley High School. I could drop his address right now.
No. So, like, I've had a friend, I'll call him, his name, full name is Bennett Gelombardo. He goes to Edwardsburg High School in Michigan. He lives in Indiana, but he goes to a school in Michigan. And I've known him for over a decade now. We went to middle school together. We went to Marquette. And then we went to elementary. Then we went to middle school. And then we went to different schools, but we've just stayed in touch. And he's, I guess, my best friend in that sense. Like, I don't talk to him as often as other friends, but he just, like, kind of knows a lot of things about me and gets me. Like, I was telling him the story, and he just, like, already knew basically everything that I would do just because he's known me for so long. But I still feel like I have multiple, like, best friends. I know, again, like, terminology-wise, best is one, but I don't.
Somebody brought this up. I do agree with this. There's two sections of the one best friend. You can have a sibling best friend and then a friend.
Like sibling you can say friend, like it's your sibling.
So like okay, so if I had no siblings, I could only have one best friend, like Troy, and then the rest would be like, you know, like my closest friends that aren't really a best friend. But if you have a sibling, they can also fall in that category. So like you can have like a best friend and
I mean,
then
I have an older sister. and
were older sister
close.
That's you have an older sister.
She is 24.
Where does she go to college?
Where does she what?
Where
what's
her do you,
yeah, no, I'm an uncle, by the way, so she's got a kid. Ugh. Not yours. Don't say whatever is going to come out of your mouth.
What?
Do not say whatever is going to come out of your mouth. Anyway,
nothing was going
to. Me and Reese, he used to like genuinely be. I was friends with him the same time I was friends with Bennett. But we took a trip to Orange Beach in Alabama.
Reese was telling me about that.
Yeah, for I don't know why. And I invited him. It was between him, Bennett, another guy named Carl, and my cousin Anthony. And I chose Reese. And I'm mad at Reese because his parents gave him like $200 to spend, and I only had like 80. So that was stupid, by the way, Reese, if you're listening. That was stupid, and I still remember that because we walked into the store, and I bought like a boat. Like I still have the boat. Like it's a small like wooden boat, but that was the only thing I could buy because that's all the money I had, and Reese just pulled out 20.
You bought an $80 wooden boat?
Okay, you like a small like 2-inch by 5-inch boat.
Okay.
You don't know how much it was. Okay, guys, this is a long time ago. Anyways, but he used to be like a very close friend of mine. And then, yeah, we just kind of went to different schools. And I remember one, this is kind of a sad story, I guess, but I remember one time I just like made him cry. I don't even remember.
You made Reese cry?
Yeah. Or something. He was just bawling. And
I've never seen Reese cry.
Really?
I have never. He is not that kind of guy anymore.
This is like second grade. So it's like different, you know?
No, I have never seen him.
But I think, I don't remember if it was at his house or if it was at, like, it was either at his house or at a lunch table. And I just made him cry for something I did or said. I think I might have called him like a butt like twice and he like started bawling.
Did you know he was the number one Halo player in the world?
Huh?
Reese at one point was the number one Halo player in the world. I'm dead serious.
What?
You've never played Halo with him?
No. I stopped being friends in third grade.
He was the number one. Here, let me. I'll get you the screenshot.
This is the craziest news ever.
He was the number. I don't know which Halo it was.
Nerd.
Send me the screenshot.
Wait, nerd. Like number one player. How? Like he had the most wins, best KD. By what metric was he number one?
If you go in, there's a section. The Halo that he played, there was a section like multiplayer, campaign. Leaderboard. Mm-hmm. If you click leaderboard, he's one.
What?
He was one.
That's, oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's insane. He's not anymore. He's not. He's
was
like,
this, what, when was this? The COVID?
Yeah. No, yes, COVID. COVID. Because
so
that's
like
when he's
peak reflexes.
Well,
most
he was
time spent.
He was. He's really, really good at video games, but like
nerd.
I think he just no-lifed Halo for like 2 or 3 weeks during COVID and got number one in the world.
That's actually the craziest.
He flexes it all the time. I wouldn't blame him if I was number one in the world in Call of Duty.
One time we were at a I don't even know how he remembered what I looked like, but one time we were at a football game, a Riley football game versus Adams, and I was just, you know, messing around, whatever. And then these Riley kids, not in their own student section, just like on the top of the bleachers all the way up there, were like started calling my name. And I was like,
that was us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was like, I don't know how these people know me. I had no clue.
Reese looks just like you. Like, okay, well, actually, he looks nothing like you. But, like, he is your exact body type. Almost stand up.
Okay.
Sorry.
No!
He is like, that is exactly what he looks like. Yeah. Except he's not
a ginger.
He's not a ginger. He has he's brunette.
He's a normal person.
Yes.
No, but what? He's a brunette.
You say normal person?
Yeah. But they started calling me name and I was confused, and then I saw Reese and I'm pretty sure I fell in the bleachers that day too. Like I was trying to do something and I fell.
I was trying to find your Instagram when we first met, and you don't have any pictures posted, and the only tagged photo you're in is a picture of a mosh pit. So there is
was when I was Sky. What is it called when you're being carried by the crowd?
Crowd surfing?
Yeah. I'm in the background. I don't think you can see me, but I'm in the background.
I don't know. Wait, did you re-download Instagram? Do you have Instagram? Like,
I delete it and reinstall it and delete it. So I don't currently, but I was going to say that because I was at a football game too. So I was crowd surfing because I was like, you know, I was sober. This was a sober thought. I was just like, let me crowd surf. Let me have some fun. We're losing. And
who was it against?
Ooh, it was a blackout. It was blackout this year. I don't remember who it was against. We were losing though, I think.
Was it blackout and whiteout this year?
Yeah.
It was okay, that was us then.
Whiteout. I don't know. Okay, maybe.
We did whiteout against you guys.
Okay. I don't know. Remember.
Oh, that was a crazy game. Because somebody in our student section had a seizure.
And somebody in your student section had a seizure. I know her still. One of the two girls that FaceTimed us, their friend was the person that had a seizure.
That's crazy. One of my friends gave his sweatshirt to like cradle her head while she was having a seizure. Great guy, by the way. But he never got the sweatshirt back. It was a good sweatshirt, too. Ah, poor guy.
That really sucks, dude.
I know, it does.
So anyways, I was like, yeah, let me crowd surf. Let me have some fun. And then I just started going up the line. And then instead of passing me to more people, they passed me to where less people were. And then I fell. I quite literally, if you could understand this. So I'm
like falling off
going up the bleachers, right? So I'm at like maybe less than a 45 degree angle. Let's say 30 angle going upwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they continuously pass me to less and less people. So less and less people are having their hands under my, you know, thighs, my butt cheeks or my back or something. And then at some point I have no support on my back and I'm quite literally straight up in the air. My legs are up in the air, reversed. My legs are up in the air. My head is probably 3 inches away from hitting concrete like that. And my, like, shorts are almost coming off. Everything falls out of my pockets because I'm hanging over it. And everybody's like, oh, my God. Like, did we just, like, knock him out?
Kill him?
And then and to save the moment, I get up and I'm like, I'm okay. And then everybody starts going crazy.
That's the best. That's the best.
Because I was like, how do I save this moment and not make it be awkward? So that's what I tried to do. But it was still like, it was fun. And then I was like, they were like, oh, where are we going to pass them? I was like, you guys can put me down. You know what I mean? Or
yeah, something. Go ahead and like, you know.
But no, I survived that.
That sounds fun, actually.
We still lost the game. no, it was fun besides the 0.2 seconds where I thought I was going to get another concussion.
You've got a concussion?
Mm-hmm. I got a concussion in fifth grade. I was trying to reenact one of my friends, like, fell. I was trying to reenact it because I thought it was a comedian. And then I hit my head on hardwood, and I was – yeah, I had a concussion.
Yikes.
And then my – this isn't from the concussion, but my parents – I say I have, like, two horns because I when I was a kid, I hit my head on the right side and the left side, and there's, like, bumps, like, very small bumps that are still there that look like horns. So I was a very, this is a funny story. So I was at church and this was, I think after church and I was just running around having fun and running around having fun with somebody. I don't remember who, this is at Napanee Church. So thankfully I don't go there anymore. Napanee Church do not condone any of their beliefs or what they support. But used to go there. Anyways, so then I was running around and you know, those doors where it's the metal like push-in thing, you have to push it in to then open it. It's like, it's at all like the schools, like instead of like a handle that you pull down, you push.
Oh, it's just like a bar that you push.
Yeah. So I'm playing tag with this person in like the lobby and he takes the corner or he like turns and I try to turn. I do not turn and my head hits the corner, like hits the metal frame full on. Ooh. And I'm sitting. And then my dad told me the story. So I'm sitting there. I'm out. I don't remember what happened. My dad told me a story. He's like across the church talking to some people and he's like, oh my gosh, that kid just got like knocked out. And he's like, that's my kid.
That's my son.
And then he walks down and my mom's like a nurse. So she was right by me and my head had like split open and I was bleeding.
Oh.
But so I've had a lot of traumatic brain injuries. So that might explain some things.
Dang, dude.
That wasn't the concussion. I mean, maybe that is a concussion. It probably is. And then I had the actual one. And then I've hit my head a couple times since then. But nothing that's been classified as a concussion. So that was a little scary.
Are you? Ryan's hey, going out if to... you're going out there, you should give me one of those donut holes.
There's donut holes?
Yeah, right there. Right there. Yeah, go get a rabbit one. Go get a rabbit one.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan, the sound guy.
So are you, my friend just texted me, are you going on the, is Adams doing that great adventure, like, senior night thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
So it's like called senior night. It's like where a bunch of kids from schools all over go to Six Flags or Great America or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open, it, for the general public, it closed at 8. And then for grad students, it's open from 8 to 3 a.m.
When is this? Like during the summer?
I don't know. It's like a school event.
You know what I thought of a senior prank idea?
What?
So one, it's kind of lame, but it's like I still want to walk. So I, you know. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Ryan the sound guy. He delivered the goods. Okay, bro. Oh, my gosh. This is rock solid. Look,
Ryan, get me one. Chocolate. Bro, we are robbing this place.
Okay.
He didn't shut the door.
We're wide open, exposed to the public.
Should we not chew in the mic? I didn't even think about that.
Okay. So, one idea was... Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This is...
What a guy.
This is beautiful.
Solid stone, bro.
Anyways, one idea that I had was, like, all the books that we've gotten throughout the years... this might be...
You don't like that, bro? Give me that other half, then.
This might be expired. What? Why are you guys just tossing around food, bro?
Bro.
It's like a baseball. Anyways, one of my ideas was that we get all of the books that we've collected over the years, all the big textbooks that we just don't use, stack them up in a hallway and, like, build a wall.
Build a wall.
Yeah. And block, like, the main hallway. And that's kind of, like, lame. Everybody told me that's lame. I still want to walk, so I didn't think of anything crazy. Or this would take a lot of planning, and we would have to start now. But if we can get – Riley has significantly less people, but it's fine. If we can get some of the Riley seniors and Adam seniors to get one-on-one and we flip for the last day of school or like one of the last days of school, 100 Riley seniors go to Adams in their parking spots, whatever – and go to their classes, and 100 Adam students go to Riley, and just the entire day, and just gaslight people. Like, what? And we one-on-one, so, like, we can just get people aligned. Like, I could be you, and you could be me.
Is that, isn't that, like, a safety issue?
Probably. I don't care.
Okay.
You don't have to waterfall it either.
I need to waterfall?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Just put your lips on that. Oh, my gosh.
Don't say that. Drink him.
I don't know if it's legal, but I thought of that. Or somebody thought of, like, I think they had it last year. Of, like, we get, like, a pig or a chicken. Yeah, and we number it 1, 2, and 4. And then
they're just looking for three.
Do you want to know what our issue is?
What? Talking to the mic. Let's put this out to the public. What's the senior prank? Hopefully, Sites doesn't listen.
They're putting cement.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I know this.
Refrigerators and putting them in the parking lot.
So, wait. Like, they're going to get, like, a mini fridge or something, put it in front of one of the doors, and then fill it with liquid cement, and then it solidifies, and then the door is just immovable. You just can't open the door.
That's kind of good, actually.
I don't know how much the cement costs, but they would have to forklift it. They would have to get a certified... Oh, yeah, I just don't know how much. I don't know what cement's looking like.
You'd also
like
be ruining a mini fridge.
Okay, whatever. Or it doesn't have to be a mini fridge. It could just be like a cardboard box. Like something just to hold the concrete in form.
Yeah, okay.
Are we like...
Well, yeah, I mean, if they do that and it wasn't you guys and they listened to our...
Did you hear about the Dairy Queen thing we had a couple years ago?
Yes, that was a good one.
I don't even know how it's possible.
They did you put the Dairy Queen sign on the school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was good. We're thinking about... Never mind.
You think Henderson's going to listen to this?
I don't know, but I don't want it to be traced back to me. Riley is not doing a senior prank this year.
Yeah, no senior pranks. Guys, it's a prank. We just pranked you guys.
I am not involved.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's like you. Like,
one of our teachers said that they almost got suspended because they cemented bricks in front of every single door of the school.
So that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah, but like cemented to the ground. So they had to like chisel the bricks off the door.
Oh, that's not what
we're doing. And it had like a 2-hour delay for them to chisel the doors off.
That's really funny.
And one of my friends
I just want to interject in some basketball. this is why I say LeBron James is still one of the greatest players, because the last two games he's just done really well. They won last night against the Wizards, which isn't impressive, whatever. But the Clippers game was
very Didn't they LeBron win an OT against the Wizards?
Okay, yes, bro. We won an OT. Oh, my goodness. LeBron still...
That hit my foot.
That was like a spike, dude.
Yeah.
You ever thought about volleyball? Huh? You ever thought about volleyball? Dude, Jordy? Okay.
What's the Lakers record?
They are 33-28.
What's the Celtics record?
It's 46-12.
All right. Thank you guys all for tuning in.
Okay, bro. You guys are on a 9-game winning streak. I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, because I talked about it, because you asked me how good I was at basketball. I'll keep mentioning it, dude, because I just need to inflate my ego. I played basketball with Jordy in Chicago when we went on the trip, and he said last episode, he's good. He also said that I'm very good. So we need to play basketball just to see.
Jordy's good.
He is. I also said I've never seen somebody with their feet closer together on the release of a jump shot in my entire life.
Ask him about two ball. We used to play two ball all the time. Like after every class, me and
him
would
play. Yeah, we played two ball. I almost sold because I kept missing the corner.
You beat
shot.
Him in two ball?
No.
Oh.
I know what it is though. It's a corner you go around and
yeah. And then yeah.
I don't play it like I'm not on like the team, the two ball Adams team, but I do know what it is. We should just get like, dude, this could be like a three tournament. Like Ryan, I could be the center. You're the center because you're massive.
Oh yeah, so absolutely huge. Why would you not?
Yeah,
put you know the
230, 6'4
guy.
Right. Why do I know your measurements better than you do?
I mean, I just don't. I don't want to hype myself up. Like I don't want to. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
I got it.
If somebody walks up to me and asks, I don't want to be like.
I'll be the Bruce Brown of the team, and Ryan can be the point guard. I still think we have a March Madness tournament at Adams, and I still want to be your guys' coach, you and whatever. Because I think I could give you guys like two plays, and you could just win instead of it always being security guards versus three of the boys' basketball team. And then, yeah, I know. So hopefully we'll see when that comes up. I'm excited for March Madness. I love March Madness. Somebody posed this to me. If you could watch one sporting event for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The NBA Finals.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or the Super Bowl.
No, it could be, okay, it could be like March Madness, that sporting event. So you could say NBA playoffs, I guess.
NBA playoffs.
Okay.
Definitely, 100%.
I think it's March Madness for me. I love, because for me, I think
in a way,
college basketball is the perfect combination between like lack of skill, tenacity, and like big shot moments. Like, because every shot matters more in college because there's less time and they make less shots.
I would say there's more teamwork in March Madness.
And it's weird because they're not getting paid, but they seem like they like care more. We can wrap it up. You got a blue pass though?
I just found it in my back pocket.
What? So he's good, guys. He doesn't need. Okay.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, he's got to get to his.
I got to get to my class.
Loser. Okay. That was EP4, dude.
We're kind of
grinding these out right now.
Here we are.
Clap it up. Big fans.
Ryan, play your track.
Play your track. We haven't played it yet. Bottom right.
Yeah, it's the...
Nope, bottom right.
Ryan Eliff is a baddie. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
That was a great ending. Okay, guys, right. Thank you for giving us...
Ryan.
Okay. Ryan just broke everything. Ryan, you're going to have to pay for that. Thank you for giving us 5 more minutes.
Ryan Eliff is a baddie.
Just hit record once.